it's another step on then to recognizing the cultural differences and the practices and all. We didn't see black people every day on the streets. They were in a different part of town. So we really didn't know how they were being treated. We didn't know that the women couldn't try on clothes that they bought at the store. They had to just hope they got the right size and go home. If there were white people to be waited on, they had to wait until they had been waited on. We found out all those things when we met with those people. And that's when it took that group that we had organized a step further from just being a social group to feeling like we had to do some social action as well.
And as far as the action of the fellowship, what do you feel most proud of that y'all did as far as actual concrete action?
Well, actually, there's no doubt that the most significant thing we did was to get the streets paved in Southeast End. But we did a lot of little things before that. We did things like we had mailing stickers to put on our envelopes when we sent in the payment of our bills, that we like to solicit businesses that did not discriminate between races. We did some actual home-to-home visiting to get people to sign a pledge that this neighborhood was open to people of all races and color, and that they would not, you know, that the money there, the people that own those houses, people who are building and selling houses, did redlining, you know. And so we were trying to break down, or at least create a little bit of momentum against that redlining.